I'm going to read a poem by Annalicia Sotelo in her book that will debut in Vero Beach, her first book called Virgin, and it's published by Milkweed Editions, and it's called The Minotaur's Letter to Ariadne. Like a buttercup was your heart in my hand in the field when we were children, crown myrtle in your hair, a gurgling song. Then you grew delicate as an ox, obstinate as a... It was you who taught me metaphor, said mother is a door. I said, what does that mean? All those years I misheard the men say, your mother is a whore, thinking it was something that swung open so almost anything could enter. Oh, sister, do not go. Like a buttercup was your heart in my hand. And this is one by Naomi Shihab Nye. And she is the journeyman among our voices. She has many publications to her credit. This is called How Palestinians Keep Warm. Choose one word and say it over and over till it builds a fire inside your mouth. Ad Hafera, the one who holds out. Al Fard, solitary one. The stars were named by people like us. Is that a...
Yeah, I don't know.
Should we start over?
Yeah, I'm just going to write
it down.
It's a scanner.
This is a poem by Naomi Shihab Nye, How Palestinians Keep Warm. Choose one word and say it over and over till it builds a fire inside your mouth. Ad Hafera, the one who holds out. Al Fard, solitary one. The stars were named by people like us. Each night they line up on the long path between worlds. They nod and blink, no right or wrong, in their yellow eyes. Dira, little house, unfold your walls and take us in. My well went dry. My grandfather's grapes have stopped singing. I stir the coals. My babies cry. How will I teach them they belong to the stars? They build forts of white stone and say, this is mine. How will I teach them to love Mizar, veil, cloak, to know that behind it an ancient man is fanning a flame? He stirs the dark wind of our breath. He says the veil will rise till they see us shining, spreading like embers on the blessed hills. Well, I made that up. I'm not so sure about Mizar, but I know we need to keep warm here on earth. And when your shawl is as thin as mine, you tell stories. Mizar is the one of the stars in the Big Dipper. Here's a great one. This is a poem by Peggy Ann Tartt. It's called Underneath It All. All day I spend stripping black paint from my writing table, trying to get back to what is natural. Windows wide open, fans buzzing like jigsaws, and a ladybug clings to the white curtain. I can't find God anywhere, gone just like my father when I was young. I learned to walk without him. I can't find God among my friends, not among the bones of my dead brothers, not in the crowds of Washington Heights or Chinatown, and surely not in me. My wrists ache from scraping and sanding, yet I settle into a rhythm, a guessing game of sorts. Walnut or chestnut, there is always occasional anguish, I tell myself, that God must be somewhere in this darkness, falling on roofs, trees and sills in these shavings of black paint, falling to the floor like cut African hair in the voices of crows at daybreak. My father must have been like God, but unlike Job, I, losing everything, unlatch the door to my mouth and refuse to hold my tongue.